you guys hear about the student in Texas going to a Christian school? Man, I forgot the school name off the top of my head. Not a school name I heard before. Christian school in Texas. This woman was criticizing Black Lives Matter on TikTok, you know, the Chinese propagandist platform I don't recommend you being on. And they kicked her out of school for it. We got to count the cost. We got to be prepared. $250, making $250, that is my goal. If you guys haven't been around for a while, I have this goal that I want 250 of you to start a side hustle, start a business where your goal is to make $250 in revenue, not profit, just revenue. Get $250 of sales a month. That is the goal. And I've had tons of you do that. We're going to share with you guys one story of that today, which reminds me, I better pull up that email. And I want this to be an encouragement to you as well. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show. I really appreciate it. You can follow me, Matt, at howtobuildatent.com and find me on all the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. Become part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network over to flfnetwork.com. Put in HGBT like you see on the mug behind me. You'll get that mug and tons of other great benefits. I really appreciate all of you guys supporting us. One last program note on the show today that comes out today, Reformed Jellicle, co-hosted by the reasonable Latino AD Robles and myself. We have the patriarchy guys from the Fight Laugh Feast Network on. That's going to be a good time. So check that out. Now, I want to start off with a section of scripture, because when I had my Marxist burqa episode come out, I got a lot of pushback about how certain businesses would be closed down, people would lose their businesses, that even if you don't honor the business's wishes to put the face mask on, or if they let you slide, you could lose your business. And I said that, not lightly, that businesses shouldn't make you do it despite the executive orders. And I just saw before recording this that Texas just did a statewide mandatory face mask, mandatory Marxist burqa. Texas. I did not say that lightly, that I knew there is going to be a price. There is going to be a price. There might be a price for me. Now, not specifically with my businesses, because I don't have a specific business that is going to be impacted by or has any relationship with the customers wearing a mask or not. But for me going out personally, who knows? Maybe I will get, you know, nailed for it on a ticket, a fine, whatever. Who knows? Right now in Florida, it's actually just, you know, recommended. It's not really enforced. But anyways, there is a cost. There is a cost to battle. There are casualties. There are setbacks. There are wounds. And why we think that we can get away with life without inflicting, incurring any kind of cost blows me away as a Christian. It blows me away. Do you not really believe the scriptures? Do you not really believe Jesus's own words? Jesus Christ, who we call ourselves Christians, do you not really believe it when he says the world is going to hate you? Do you not believe Paul when he says in Ephesians that we are in a spiritual battle and you need to put on your armor? Do you not understand how battles are fought? They're fought to life and death, for life and death, for territory, for battles to be won, or they're made up of battles that need to be won. And there's this great verse that people use all the time. Well, we need to count our cost. Luke 14:28. We need to count them and discern and be wise. And somehow this section right here, I'm going to read it, turns into let's not do anything that will ever make us give up something or risk losing it all. And it goes, for which of you wanting to build a tower doesn't sit down first and compute the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it? Otherwise, when he's laid a foundation and is not able to finish the tower, all who see it will begin to make fun of him. And they will say, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going out to confront another king in battle will not sit down first and determine whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000. If he cannot succeed, he will send a representative while the other is still a long way off and ask for terms of peace. In the same way, therefore, not one of you can be my disciple if he does not renounce all his own possessions. In the same way of counting the cost for building a tower, counting the cost to go to war, where you will be made fun of. In the same way, therefore, not one of you can be my disciples if he does not renounce all of his possessions. Are we talking about socialism? Are we talking about giving up everything? No. But what he's talking about are the verses before that section. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father, mother, wife, child, brother, sister, even his own life, cannot be my disciple. But whoever does not carry his own cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Unless you're willing to crucify everything that matters in this world, including your very own self, unless you're willing to die, quite literally in this time, not metaphorically, although that too, not spiritually, not, you know, emotionally or relationally, but quite literally in this context. And in truth, in everything besides Christ, if you are not willing to build that tower, if you're not willing to go to war and risk all of those things, risk breaking up your family, risk never speaking to your family again, risk all those things, risk losing your business, risk ruining your career, then therefore not one of you can be my disciples if he does not renounce it, renounce all of his possessions. And the good news is, guys, that when we go to war and take acts of faith, when we step out in faith, when we get out of the boat, when we go see what the Lord can do against the Philistines, when we go in faith and spy out the land and say, we can take it, we can take these giants. When we do that, we can have victory. We're not marching to our death inevitably. And even if we are, eternally, we win. And do you see? This is where it really comes down to of, do you believe the gospel? Do you believe it enough to give up everything? Because if you don't, you're not going to give up your possessions. Because you may lose. You may die. You may lose all your relationships for the gospel, for standing up for what is right. Now, I'm not equating the face masks to the gospel by any means. But we need to understand the battles, like the face mask, culminate around, and all of these little battles that may not seem related are all related on the overall political, spiritual battle that is the Satan versus Christ. And Satan is using the principalities and of this world in these little battles to revolt against Christ's order, to assert laws that are against Christ, to enact injustices, even in the name of justice. He's cunning. He's a liar. And if we don't become wise and understand that we need to start fighting these battles, even if it means we lose, then we can't be his disciples, guys. Because Jesus fought the battles. And if we want to be like Christ, then we got to fight those battles, not in our own strength, but in Christ's strength, being filled with the Spirit. This is not a verse about never going to battle because you might lose things. This is the opposite. This is, you should know this before you become a Christian, that you may lose everything. And if you don't believe that, that you will ultimately be on the victorious side because Christ wins at the end, if you don't ultimately believe that, sacrificing this world gets really hard. And that's the disconnect you see, guys. When you start seeing Christians compromise and really, I want to live for this world. I want to live for this stuff. It's because their faith in the end of what Christ says that he wins is lacking. Now, I want to give you a story of a listener, 250 making 250. He fought this battle. He fought this battle. I want to read this story to you. He also has a promo for you at the end. So check this out. It's a really cool story. I worked for several years as a product lead at a large healthcare IT company. However, last year, that company signed on Planned Parenthood as a customer. So I resigned in protest and started my own software consulting company. Quite a few people in my church were also employed at the same place, and it bothered me that non-Christians seemed to have all the economic power in our community. His company was supporting Planned Parenthood. They were helping Planned Parenthood, and he resigned in protest. He resigned in protest, and then he started his own company. And that's why this is business incentive, this goal that I have, 250, making 250, is so important. Because these battles, just like that woman going to her Christian university that got kicked out, these battles are going to happen wherever you live, even if you don't expect them, wherever you work, wherever you go to school. These battles are coming, and you better be wise and store up for yourself and prepare ways for you to win battles, to sustain yourself, and to have alternatives where you can make power moves and resign in protest, just like our listener here, Aaron, did, and start your own company. See, we need to be thinking this way because these battles are coming. And if you're not going to engage in these battles, then how are you going to be his disciple? My new company, Strong Anchor Tech, shout out, builds websites, e-commerce sites, and apps for businesses and nonprofits. I love it. We just launched our first product, familymemorystream.com, and I'll put that in the links. I'd really appreciate you guys getting in on the battle, supporting this Christian brother, and helping him out. It's a video hosting site for sharing family memories. Many people are doing the family video project, he puts that in quotes, wherein they convert all their old VHS tapes to digital. However, once they do this work, there's not a good way to share newly converted videos with their family. So you're taking your old VHS stuff and you're putting it on, making it digital so you can have it forever. Passing around massive files is clunky, and existing sites like YouTube don't work well. Family Memory Stream is secure, private, and lets you stream to any device and makes family memories easily searchable and shareable. I just launched a product last week, so it's up and new. There's going to be growing pains like we talked about before, and I'm not yet at the 250 mark, but I thought you might be able to benefit. So this is a cool site. Go check it out. It is, let me just get it again, stronganchortech.com. The link is in the show notes. If you put in HTBT, let's see. Okay, here he is. I'm just reading through my emails of it. HTBT, uppercase, lowercase, it doesn't matter. You get $10 off. It's really cheap. It's really affordable. Check it out. $10 off, HTBT, familymemorystream.com. This brother did what I hope we all have the courage to do. Resign in protest when your company is supporting and endorsing evil things like Planned Parenthood. Oh, they're just doing some work for the website. It's not really a spiritual issue. Do you see how slippery the slope can be? And if you don't have the skills and you don't have the platform and the ability to make a living elsewhere, that decision to resign in protest is much harder. But I just want to say, Aaron, well done. I hope my listeners come and rally behind you. I hope we can, as a family, support you as you start a company and from the righteous act of resigning in protest of the evil your company was doing. Let's go out. Let's help make him successful. Let's start building skills for you to be successful. And we'll talk to you next week. Have a happy 4th. Happy Independence Day. And don't wear those Marxist burkas. Talk to you next time. God bless.